particularly, but not exclusively, of course. And the Irish Daily Mail reports that the government is quietly pleased with the deal brokered between the EU and the UK in relation to fisheries. A government minister has said the EU and the UK yesterday struck a deal covering a range of issues, including fishing rights, as I mentioned. Well, as part of the deal, the status quo was retained, and fishing rights between the two sides that was originally agreed in 2019 as part of the Trade and Cooperation Agreement when the UK left the EU. Under the agreement, 40% of the value of quotas transferred to the UK came from Ireland alone. However, the Irish Fish Producers Organisation criticised the deal, saying the original deal, which has now been rolled over until 2038, had hit the Irish fishing sector particularly hard. And we'll be speaking to reps from the fishing industry in relation to that. They weren't happy with the deal brokered in 2019, and now that's been extended towards the end of the 30s, so we're kind of locked into that. I think the story garnering most interest closer to home is the ongoing